volleyball team went over to Sitka this past weekend for the Region 5 All-Comers Tournament, and it's a tournament based upon getting the young kids a little bit more playing time. So we had, oh goodness, we had four courts going at one time, three over at Sitka High School, one over at Mount Edgecombe. It was a very nice setup, and we actually went over there. We ferried over there on Wednesday, so we picked up some scrimmage games against Sitka High on Wednesday, scrimmage games with Mount Edgecombe on Thursday, and then played in the tournament all day Friday, Saturday. So a lot of playing time for the girls. And then this was the last week for the JV teams, as the varsity will be getting ready for regionals here next weekend. We kind of split the teams up almost equally. We had one team go a little bit further in the gold bracket, and they lost in round one of the gold bracket. Then our other team actually won the silver bracket. Overall, great weekend, a lot of playing time for the girls, and just kind of a last hurrah for them for the end of the season for our JV squad.
The JV, you had enough players to have two JV teams, yeah, because volleyball is so sizable this year.
33, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, 33 total girls. So it was it was really nice to have that many teams. And the biggest problem was making sure we had enough jerseys. So that was an awesome problem to have.
Okay, and you mentioned that regions for the varsity is next weekend.
Yes, next weekend we'll be heading down to Ketchikan. We pulled Sitka first, number two and number three seed to play off, and it'll just be Sitka, Edgecombe, and us fighting for that one berth to the state championship. And the 4A's will be down there as well, with Juno Douglas, Ketchikan, and Thunder Mountain. So just us six teams at the region championships down in Ketchikan next week. So should be fun. Should be a great time, because we're peaking at the right time. All three teams in the 3A have just been kind of beating each other up a little bit, and everyone's getting a little bit closer to Edgecombe, which is always a good thing.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Thank you. Yeah.
And then that's volleyball.
That's volleyball.
that's just volleyball.
That's just volleyball.
But there's a lot going on in terms of athletics, yeah, here in Petersburg. Mm-hmm. There's the region swim meet.
Yep.
Here at home this weekend.
Yes, this weekend. A lot of our teams are coming in on Thursday. We have about 112 swimmers total coming here this weekend for the Region 5 Championships for swim and dive. And it should be a fantastic event. Juno Douglas girls are very strong, and it should be a barn burner, if you so call it, with the boys. Our boys and Thunder Mountain boys have been just kind of going at it for the whole entire season, and it's going to be a fun weekend full of excitement in the pool. So we're going to be starting on Friday and going through Saturday with our finals award ceremony Saturday night, and then the teams will start to get ready for state right after that. So they have about a five-day break, and then they're heading off to state. So just around the corner.
Yeah, that this is deciding which swimmers get to go to Anchorage.
Right, yep. And they'll be participating up at Bartlett High School, which does a nice job of hosting the event. Last year it was in Juneau, so a little 1 year in Southeast. Now we're going back up to Anchorage. But Coach Carlisle and Coach Roden have been doing a fantastic job with the swimmers this year, so it should be awesome.
So then there's also wrestling happening. Wrestling,
yeah.
What's the update there?
Yeah, wrestling. We just hosted our wrestling meet two weekends ago now. It just seemed like yesterday, where we had it was an amazing wrestling tournament that we had here. We had about 150 wrestlers here. Kotzebue came down from the great old Arctic and brought some talented wrestlers down. It was just a fun weekend. Granted, we didn't get done till 10:30 at night, but no place I'd rather be than in the gym watching those amazing matches, final matches that we had. And then wrestling will be headed to the Anchorage Christian Tournament this week. They are leaving on Thursday. And then just around the corner from that is middle school basketball and cheer heading down to Ketchikan the same weekend that we are going. So we've got about 9 athletic activities going on right now. And then our National Ocean Science Bowl team is going to be heading over to Sitka here for a dual meet, or maybe a triangular with Ketchikan and Sitka, for heading over to Sitka for the Whale Fest over at Sheldon Jackson College, which is now Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And so they've got a little meet that they'll be doing over there coming up.
Wow. And then there's a little bit of a break for some of the sports. I mean, wrestling right. continues, correct?
And right. Yeah, wrestling continues. Volleyball will be coming to a conclusion here. Middle school, we are hosting the middle school Stikine basketball tournament November 14, 15 here. So we'll have teams from Wrangell, Prince of Wales Island coming up here for that basketball tournament, and it's going to be a busy weekend again. And then there's a tiny little break the week before that when Thanksgiving comes up, and then we get right into winter sports, which is girls basketball, boys basketball, and high school cheer. So
you probably should have rephrased that, like break in the high school maybe, but
yes.
It's middle school too, and right. not just on the court, but
right, yeah. And we have so many activities going on that when one sport or one activity finishes, we've got a couple more that are just beginning, so they kind of piggyback right on through. So once we get into August, the first week in August, it never really slows down until graduation. So
all right, well, good luck with this week anyway.
Thank you. Yes, it'll be great. Thank you.